you. U.S. tech firm Salesforce has said today it's going to be laying off about 10% of its employees globally and closing some offices as part of a restructuring plan. The cloud-based software company has a number of offices and more than 2,500 staff in Ireland. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, has more on this. What are Salesforce saying about their plans, Brian?
Well, Brian, we've been in touch with the Salesforce Irish representatives, and as of yet, we have no clarity on what impact, if any, this will have on the Irish workforce. But as you say, a very big employer here in Ireland, 2,500 people. And today we had this announcement that they will be cutting 10% of staff globally and closing some offices. And it was very interesting to hear the comments of the Salesforce CEO earlier today, where he spoke about how the company had overhired during the pandemic and now it needed to pare back staff numbers. Sounds familiar, I hear. You say, because that was the refrain of many, the tech CEO at the end of last year when they had to cut job numbers as a result of that pandemic boom. Because remember, during the pandemic, everybody was at home. Everybody was using technology services far, far more. The stock prices boomed. Borrowing was cheap. Now we're facing into this global recession. Demand for the services has not matched in the way they expected that it would. And we see this paring back. So unfortunately, we saw 2022 finish with job losses in the tech sector. 2023 started in a similar vein. But as I say, from an Irish perspective and from a Salesforce perspective, we still don't know what the impact here will be.
10% of staff here would mean, well, 250 jobs to go here. So I suppose that would be the focus of the concern of the workforce in this country.
Absolutely. And an uncertain time for them. Now, the CEO, when he made his announcement earlier today, said that staff would be informed, initially affected staff would be informed today. So they will find out today. He also spoke about how local employment laws in each jurisdiction and each country would be respected. And you'll recall, Brian, that last year that became an issue as well, particularly with Twitter, whereby staff were effectively being told your job is gone via email. That was in breach of Irish employment and redundancy laws. But today, Salesforce saying that in each country, in each jurisdiction, they will abide by the local employment laws. But as I say, an uncertain time, they are expected, if any Irish staff are affected, to find out later on today.
Brian O'Donovan, thanks very much for that.